Podcast, Rock City.
What's up, everybody? Joe here from Podcast Rock City. I want to thank you guys for listening to the last show with JR, original Kiss crew. Man, that dude is a lot of fun to talk to. Make sure you go to their website and buy the book. It comes out, a little piece of it comes out every month, and every month it's something to look forward to. You download it, you read it. It's awesome. It's been fun so far. I want to remind you guys, please go to our iTunes page and leave a review. That helps. I appreciate that very much. I know you guys are like, Joe, you're appreciating a lot. I know I do, but you guys don't understand, man. You guys are awesome. I love the mail that I've been getting. I want to get right to it this week. I was 9 years old. It was 1980, I think. And, you know, I was sitting at my grandmother's house. I was watching television, probably General Hospital, because that's most of my memories involve at my grandmother's house involve me sitting in front of the TV with her while she was watching her soaps. And I was waiting the hell that they would be over as soon as possible so I could watch Tom and Jerry. And this commercial came on, and this is what it sounded like.
That pesky photographer keeps trying to catch Kiss off guard. Ace and Peter are intercepted.
Hey, Kiss, look this way. Nuts.
Then he tracks down Paul at a restaurant.
Shucks. Hey, Gene, over here. Darn.
But Kiss has the last laugh. Kiss Unmasked, the all-new album on Casablanca Records and Tricks. Kiss Unmasked.
Available at Budget Tapes and Records.
Totally blew my mind. I was so excited. Kiss has a new album. It's called Unmasked. Unmasked. Are they going to take the makeup off? I went to my mom. I said, I need this new record. My father and my mom sat down, looked me dead in the face, and went, you'll get it when you come back from camp. They made me go away for 2 weeks. 2 weeks, I sat at this camp in Lake Placid, Florida, YMCA. I waited for 2 weeks, and when 2 weeks finally passed, as a matter of fact, I'll figure out a way to put the picture of me sitting on my father's car. I'm wearing my Peter Criss on a motorcycle t-shirt, waiting just to go so I could come back 2 weeks later and get this record. You hear it. Kiss Unmasked. I get back. My mom and dad take me to the store, and I get Kiss Unmasked. I love this record. I know it's not the most popular, but it was one of the first records that I, like, earned. It wasn't like a gift or something like that. I really had to wait for it, and I had to, you know. And I know that they call Unmasked, like, Dynasty 2 or whatever, but I really love this album. I want to talk about it. As soon as you get it, you notice immediately that the cover, it pops. The guy who painted it, Victor Staben is his name. It's amazing. I love everything about the cover of this album. I always even thought it was really funny how the reporter was like, I still think they stink, and I still say they stink. You got to be careful because people will write you and say, you read that wrong. The first thing that I loved about it was Ace. I remember looking at Ace and seeing his, like, arms extended, and he had these wings, which I don't ever remember seeing on any of his costumes. That would have kicked major ass. Of course, he had the, you know, nice, like, blue-silver cape, and that was kind of cool, but not as cool as I think. Man, the wings would have been badass. Peter's costume, you know, is really kind of plain. Paul's costume is really kind of plain on it. Ace and, you know, Gene have that, you know, Dynasty carryover. I'm not really sure why they did that. If any of you know, send me a note. PodcastRockCity1, the number 1 at gmail.com. Maybe it's because they weren't sure if they were going to wear the same costumes. Or hell, I mean, when it came to Peter, he wasn't even going to be in the band. The artist said that Ace and Gene and Paul all came to his house, and Peter didn't go because he was leaving the band. And that's how he started with the idea. I love the fact that you've got, when you look at the pictures, each one is kind of special. You got the chicks with Paul and Gene, and Ace is just kind of like with Peter in the car, and then the car speeds away. He's like rats, and I know you guys have this record, so break it out. Look at it again, man. It's really a nice piece of artwork. The drums, it's kind of funny because it looks like Peter's kit has three kick drums. I never understood what that was all about, but and then the smoke at the bottom, and Gene's like boot is coming out of the bottom of it, and it's going over like the border. That's pretty cool. And I always thought that it was really funny that the woman that Gene was with, it might just be my eyes, but it looks like her boob comes to a point, and I remember being 9 and going, "Heh." Anyway, silly humor. At the end, when he says, "I still say they stink," that's kind of funny because, the reporters and they weren't really loved. Every song on the album I like. "Easy As It Seems," good song. "Is That You?" Good song. "Is That You?" is a kick-ass song, really. I really enjoy that. "Naked City," I think one of Gene's best singing songs. And this is just my opinion. You could write me and go, "Joe, you're a dummy," but I really enjoy that. "Shandy," I wonder how many kids or little girls got named Shandy after this album came out. I'm willing to bet a lot, especially in places like Australia, where this album really took off. "She's So European." Some of these songs, when you listen to them, I remember when I got older, I started understanding them a little bit more. I didn't understand them a lot. "Talk to Me," Ace. Ace really started to seem, he got a lot more songs on records after his solo album came out. I don't really like the live version that they put in the box set. It just seemed like I was sure that there were better versions of it, especially Ace's singing. It was kind of like, I'm sure. "Tomorrow," great song. "Torpedo Girl," I learned that bass line and teach it to so many little bass students that I teach. I'm always like, "Man, play this." It's really funny. "Two Sides of the Coin," another awesome song. "What Makes the World Go Around," another awesome song. "You're All That I Want," awesome song. Now, here's my thing. I don't understand. Like, I can put on so many different Kiss records, and there's at least one or two songs on that, on each one, that I'm like, I could live without them. But for me, Kiss Unmasked, I could listen to every song. I'll put the record on, drop the needle, and there's no filler. I'm not going, "God, hurry up and get through this song." I remember sitting in my bedroom as a kid and putting this record on over and over and over and looking at the poster that came on my wall. Always remember that poster. It was big and it was colorful and it was really awesome. And I never could really understand. I always wondered, Peter on the album cover is on the poster is winking. And, it's supposed to be the, kind of the picture of that's on the album cover, but in the, on the poster, he's winking, and on the album, he's not. And I wonder now, was that like the artist nod that he wasn't really there? I know that there's an interview with the artist, and I'm going to go ahead, find it, and put it on podcastrockcity.com. So when you get done listening to this, go to podcastrockcity.com and listen to, you know, his interview, and he's going to talk about, you know, the record. All week long, I'm going to keep putting stuff day by day by day on podcastrockcity.com, unmasked stuff. I want to kind of make it a, you know, multimedia type week for us. Usually I do a show, I spit it out, we all listen, you send me emails, it's awesome. This time I want to include video. So every day when you get up in the morning, go to podcastrockcity.com and I'm going to have something else on there. I'm also going to put up a video of my Kiss room where I do my recording and everything, and I'll show off my collection, although it's not really all that big, but I like what I have. I think it's pretty awesome. Every day, something new. I just recently watched The Inner Sanctum. If you guys have not ever seen The Inner Sanctum, figure out, find out a way to watch this video. It has to be on YouTube. It's probably 45 minutes or an hour long, and it's all like behind the scenes of the Australian tour. And it, you know, I was at a flea market and this guy had it for $5, and I was like, you're kidding, right? And I picked it up. I was like, mine, $5, deal. And the coolest thing is it's like special edition where it has like an alternate ending and it has an extra song and it's really funny. It had a cool cover too. If you've never seen it, it's all Australian, and you know, sometimes they're talking and you can't really understand what they're saying. And I don't mean because of their accents, I mean because of their lingo. But there's interviews with so many different people, from Billikoyne. I think Kenny Kerner's in it. I can't remember 100% on that one, but I'm sure Moose is on it. And it's just a really good documentary. And one of those ones that in the end you're like, man, I'm so glad I saw this, because because it wasn't released here in the US, it was simulcast on television in Australia. And if you don't know what that means, they played it on a radio station at the same time as they showed it on television. So you could crank up your stereo and listen as loud as you wanted to while watching it on TV, which is pretty cool when you think about it. So this is short show. Kiss Unmasked by Joe, Podcast Rock City. I want to know what you think of Kiss Unmasked. Man, I really enjoy this record. I let me know what you think of Kiss Unmasked. Tell me what your favorite song is. Ooh, I didn't do that. I'm going to tell you that I like Is That You? Although I know that Kiss did not write that song. It was written by Gerald McMahon. Man, that dude must make some money. I mean, maybe he doesn't make any money off the record. I'm imagining he does get some kind of, you know, cash from it, or at least when it came out. Lucky him for writing that. Paul sang it, and I think it kicks ass. I would have to say, yeah, Is That You and Naked City are my two favorites off the album. But then, you know, Torpedo Girl comes in really close. I love that bass line. I don't know who played it, but I'm imagining it's Ace, because it's really, you know, out of Gene's wheelhouse when it comes to a bass line. Okay, so now go to podcastrockcity.com. Watch the interviews and stuff that I'm putting up all week. And write me notes. Write me letters. Send me messages. PodcastRockCity1@gmail.com. Let me know what your favorite song is on the record. Let me know why you did or did not like the cover. I have a couple interviews coming up. I'm supposed to be interviewing Bruce Kulick. I'm supposed to be interviewing Lydia Chris. Hopefully those will all happen, and you'll get them in the next few weeks. If you have a topic that you want me to talk about, like your favorite record or something like that, let me know, man, and I'll get to it. If you know how to Skype, if you have Skype available, maybe I'll Skype you in and we can talk about it together. Until next time, this is Joe, Podcast Rock City. Peace.
Greetings from Jandel, Kiss Army. Strange Ways Podcast wants to invite you to a rock and roll party. Join Jody Havnat, D-Rock, and Clinton Harris for the strangest Kiss podcast known to our scientists at this time.
Pretty mystical.
Your Kiss Army bros celebrate and discuss the gods of thunder.
Kiss!
You can find the Earth versions on Podomatic, Facebook, iTunes, Stitcher and blah, blah, blah. Just Google it. Thank you and keep on rocking.
They are serious.
You wanted the best, you got the best. And if you want the hottest show on Monco Radio, join us in the Kiss Room. The Kiss Room is a monthly radio broadcast celebrating the hottest band in the world.
Kiss!
It's your place for all things Kiss and some... For broadcast dates and all information, go to thekissroom.com. The Kiss Room broadcasts live and worldwide on Monco Radio, where music and minds meet.
This is a really big moment.
Hi, I'm Cassius Morris, host of Kiss Podcast Creatures of the Net. Our show content includes current events of the hottest band in the land, exclusive interviews, and the trials and tribulations of being a Kiss fan. You can check out our show at www.creaturesofthenet.com and on Facebook or Twitter. And if you don't know the website name by now,
well, you better f***ing let it!
We'll see you here.
Kistery Science Theater. The most civilized?
Yeah. Oh, f***. Oh, f***. Come on.
Respectful.
Just imagine G with like a washed up bass. Boom, 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 boom.
And serious.
No, wait.
Excuse me, Bob. You're going to come over and do my album.
Kiss Podcast on the web. Kistery Science Theater. We bust balls because we care.
Doctors define modern rock disorder as a sudden, intense drop in musical taste affecting all facets of the victim's lives and the lives of those around them. Over 20 million Americans suffer. Do you? Is your newfound love of Axe body spray, leather wristbands, and mountains of hair care products driving those close to you crazy? Has your overwhelming desire to crank Nickelback, drink a sixer of Natty Ice, and yell at girls from the back of a pickup truck seriously impaired your work or social life? The Decibel Geek Podcast offers new hope. The Decibel Geek Podcast, the only podcast proven effective for MRD. The Decibel Geek Podcast corrects the chemical imbalance created by listening to bands like Theory of a Dead Man and Three Doors Down, so that with time and your hosts Chris and Aaron's help, you can move toward recovery. MRD hurts. The Decibel Geek Podcast can help. Visit www.decibelgeek.com to begin the road to recovery.
It's time for some cheap talk. You're listening to Trick Chat.
Their mommy's all right. Their daddies are all right. They just seem a little weird. They even got their Kiss records out. This is Ken from the Podkiss. Join me, Matt, Andrew, and BJ as we talk about four great guys and three great chords. Cheap Trick. If you're a Kiss fan, chances are you've checked them out. So please check out our show, Cheap Talk with Trick Chat, available for now in the Podkiss feed.
Keep cheap trickin'.
Someone, somewhere, is needing to hear from you. Someone needing to know that you care. Care enough to give the gift of Podkiss. Tell a friend about Podkiss today. Download us on iTunes, friend us on Facebook, and rock your ass out. Podkiss.
That's a picture of Joseph Kiss Sr., who came up with the vision of Kiss in 1753.
Joseph Kiss.
That's, of course, a picture of him without makeup.
That's right, Mr. Joseph Kiss Sr.
All right.
Hi, Kiss fans. This is J.R. Smalling, and I'm pleased to announce the release of our new book, Out on the Streets, written by me and the other members of the original Kiss crew. This book chronicles the glory days of the hottest band in the land from 1974 to 1976. You'll hear the real tales of what it was like to be on the road with Kiss during those early years. For more information or to purchase, visit our website, www.theoriginalkisscrew.com. That's crew with a K. You wanted the book and you got it. And we hope that you enjoy it.